Welcome to Conestoga 10, podcast number 12 for Tuesday, July 4th, 2006. Conestoga is Oklahoma's largest literary science fiction and fantasy convention. It will be held July 28th through the 30th, 2006 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are celebrating 10 years of Conestoga, Misha Merlin Publishing, and Yard Dog Press. This next interview with Mark Shepherd is going to be a little unusual. It's not every day you get to meet a pagan who talks very candidly about some of the issues he deals with. One minor note, there are some mechanical noises in the background, and I was not able to eliminate all of them. And now on to Mark. This evening I have Mark Shepherd, one of the authors that will be attending Conestoga this year to help us celebrate our 10th anniversary. He has been a guest at Conestoga in the past, and he is also a Yard Dog author. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Let's hope the medication kicks in quickly.
Mine or yours?
Oh, are we on the same? What do you take?
Hopefully. Mark, you were telling me about one of the books that you're most proud of is a book called Black Rose Avenue, which has been put out by Yard Dog Press. What can you tell me about that?
Well, it is my worst nightmare. I worked with AIDS patients, and I put together the idea in the early days of AIDS, during which there was no cure whatsoever, and it was essentially a death sentence. Now, of course, it's very different. I was studying the Hitler death camps, and it was essentially the same kind of mood, and it was really dark, but it had a happy ending somehow. The cure happened, and very strange things happened later to change pretty much the race, but it was a nightmare is what I'm trying to say, and I'm glad I'm out of it, but at the same time I felt so strongly about it at the time that I wanted to wake people up, it could happen here, Hitler could happen here. Mm-hmm. There could be a Nazi Germany in the United States. We're not immune to that.
Now, you're also the author of you said you have 9 books under your belt now?
Well, I was asked by Mercedes Lackey in my early days when I was trying to become a published author, and it was a godsend. It was a dream come true to have an established, quickly becoming famous fantasy author say, "Would you write some books with me? I have too much of them to do." And I said, "Yes, of course." And I landed on my lap, and I went as far as I could with it. And generally had a fantastic time, mm-hmm. but at some point it became more, it was never quite my material, though. It was, mm-hmm. I was always working in someone else's universe, and some professional writers, to be professional, can detach themselves and write on that professional level as a job only. I needed a little more, had to be a little more fun for me, because I already had a job. I didn't have to pay the rent, so, I loved it. I love Mercedes. I love what she did for me, mm-hmm. and I don't know if that's answering your question or not.
Yes, it is. Mercedes Lackey and Larry Dixon will be at the convention.
Oh, yes.
They'll be helping out our charity this year, which is the our charity this year is the Royal Gauntlet Educational Birds of Prey.
Ah, of course.
And of course, they're and
well, I'm looking
Bob,
forward to seeing them there.
Yeah,
that'll
and
be
Bob
fun.
And Bob Annenson, of course, is good friends with Mercedes. That's how we managed to get them to come to the convention. So, and we appreciate.
Well, that's good bait for the yes.
Yes. Mm. And they'll certainly be helping. They'll certainly
were they there
with
before
the birds.
With the peregrines and the other with the medieval dress.
Yes.
That's them. Okay.
One of the things also
I liked them. Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, which this podcast may end up being posted after the Muskogee Ren Fair, folks can get a chance to go see the Royal Gauntlet in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and watch the Birds of Prey fly, because you're not going to get a chance to see them fly at the convention. But I think we should get back to talking to Mark here.
Okay.
So you've got 9 books. You were telling me a little bit how you got started with Mercedes Lackey.
Yeah, and I went with it as far as I could, but I did hit a wall, and I didn't have the talent. the long and short of it, and in a lot of ways, and to be, I don't know, what it takes to write a book that a million people will want to go and get. It's very hard to say, but they were pretty good books. I hear from occasionally. I still get fan mail, which is kind of odd because it's been so long. But And I appreciate that, but I don't understand it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's every so often I like hit a note with somebody, and that's nice to hear back, but mm-hmm. it's no longer – see, what happened – what began to happen was I began to define myself quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I was – by essentially the number of books I had or by the numbers of the books had, and that was something I did with myself, and it got out of control with me. I defined myself with all that, with the fame, mm-hmm. and forgot about how fun it was to write. And it wasn't anything anyone did. It was all me. I did that, and it was entirely because I was, well, newly sober alcoholic, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Self and ego run rampant in that deal, and it was still doing so. I just didn't – it just had a different dress. That was – became somewhat destructive for myself because – well, I'm more than that now. Mm-hmm. I realize it. And I lost touch with what kind of fun it could be.
Yeah.
And got really wrapped up with hobnobbing with the big shots, which was fun for a bit, but I let it get out of control in my mm-hmm. head. Glad we can talk about this, because this is something that...
Well, I think it's important to talk about stuff like this.
And I'm not the only one who does this.
Well,
you know?
The thing is you know, one of the hazards of writing is drugs and alcohol. And
well, no, the drugs and alcohol happened long before.
Oh, long before.
But I know what you mean.
But it
yes.
is. But it is a hazard, and it's something that people should be...
Everybody is... Well, that is different, though, should and be, it happens should be, differently. Exactly.
And they should be aware of it.
Now, I've been writing off and on for Selena. And Yard Dog, I wrote a story for the Bubba's, a very sick, bizarre story that was very cathartic in a way.
Okay.
About a boy who makes a spam girlfriend and does really awful nice carnal things to it. And some people really thought it was gross, and some people thought it was really exciting. And then the story Easy Meat about the fainting goats and the Bubbas. Bubbas is a wonderful universe. I don't mind playing. I love playing in that universe.
Which Bubba anthologies can people find your stories in? What are
the first two? It'd be the Bubbas. What was it? Bubba's the Apocalypse, and then there's four Bubbas of the Apocalypse. I think. I don't even know the title of the book. Damn.
Well, we'll put it
first
in the,
two. Okay.
We'll put it in the show notes as
yes.
to which one it is.
Yes.
And, yeah. Well, you do have a website, and what's the address for that website?
It is one word: pagansanctumrecovery.org. Email is pagansanctum one word at cox.net.
Let's back up a little
yeah,
bit here.
Yeah, I went off a little.
No, that's okay, because we're going to back up, and then we're going to move forward a little bit, because you have, you know, you've got Black Rose Avenue, you've got a couple of, you know, you've got the books you've done with Mercedes Lackey, and now one of the things you said you've been writing a lot recently, but more in the nonfiction area, and those have been articles for the Pagan 12
Step. Essentially, we've had to put together our own material from scratch. We have each of the 12-step program has their own book. It's not really a Bible per se, but it's one that you read. And very often in these groups, there's a limit. There's a limit to what can be read there. There's like it has to be approved literature, etc. We don't do that. You can bring anything in to read, but we do have our own book that has a starting point. And we part of it is describing the history of 12-step and the Christian history of 12-step in particular, but also taking it a bit further and pointing out that the concepts that they take there predate Christianity. And that has helped many, many pagans get past some of the baggage of some of these Christian ideas in recovery. And say, oh, wait a minute, you know, Socrates had that first, so it's a little bit easier to swallow for some of us.
So the important thing here is for anyone who is recovering from an addiction to alcohol or drugs is for them to get – is to recover, and that the Pagan 12-step is one path that a person could take.
What it is a spiritual supplement to pagans in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many, many of us in recovery. Very seldom are our concepts welcomed in the groups, but very seldom are our beliefs. Ideally, that should be the case, but in an ideal world, but in actuality, you know, that people have their own agendas and their own bigotries, and that's okay. So we've done you know, PSR as a way simply to touch base with others on similar paths without being anti-AA or anti-NA mm-hmm. or anything, embracing everything that works, showing compassion to others on similar paths, and showing compassion to anyone regardless of their religion. You know, helping another addict get through the day without using is the essence of 12-step, one of the primary points of 12-step. Another is serenity, presence, finding that higher power, etc. And it's just another way of doing that. Now, we also use pagan rituals in our meetings, which mm-hmm. kind of freaks some people out. That's okay, you know? I don't care.
I kind of want to joke about that, but obviously, you know,
it can get very silly, and we laugh.
The thing is a lot of people, when they think pagans, they're thinking about sacrificing animals.
Exactly.
Yes. So you don't sacrifice goats or anything
that. Well, on Mondays, yes.
Okay. Are they tasty?
Well, yeah, there's pagan and witch and Wicca, mm-hmm. and all of these are words that in their original sense were very positive and wonderful words, but mm-hmm. with 2,000 years of spin have been turned into negative words.
Well, I'd certainly like to, you know, believe that the United States is a pluralistic society and that there's room for everyone. Well, I think that I probably said this in the last two interviews. I think that about covers it. Mark, I want to thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so very much.
Fans out there, you're going to get a chance to meet Mark at Conestoga 101010. As Mark mentioned in the interview, his writer website is gone for the moment, but you can find out more about his activities at pagansanctumrecovery.org. Within the common thread of fantasy and science fiction that binds us, there is a richness, a diversity that can only be experienced at cons. We hope these interviews have given you a taste of what to expect at the con. Looking forward to seeing you all at Conestoga 10. For more information, our web address is www.sftulsa.org or send an email to conestoga@sftulsa.org. Questions about our podcast may be sent to podcast@sftulsa.org. Thank you for listening.